This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from you boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we're reviewing Yellow Spot, 12-year. Michael, where did we get this from?
This episode is brought to you by Addie's. Addie's is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, and they have an in-house wine sommelier, very knowledgeable staff, and an app that you can download at the Apple App Store and the Google Playground Play Store. We mentioned last week that because we had Green Spot, that we would then try Yellow Spot. So luckily, I had Yellow Spot 12-year in my collection, so I grabbed it, drove down to the studio, and we're going to pop it open and test it out and see what we think. I personally have never had this.
Oh, okay. So this is brand new, unsealed. You just bought it for your collection, and you thought, what a great time to open it than right now.
Correct.
Okay. Pretty dope. All right, well, we talked about it last week. The spots all came from back when the Middletown Distillery used to source their whiskey from Jameson. What they did was they had a sip of the whiskey from the barrel and said, you know what, this one should be opened in 7 years, this one should be opened in 12 years, 15 years, so on and so forth. So what they would do is mark the barrels with some paint, and the ones that were supposed to be looked at in 12 years, they would mark with the yellow spot, which is why they called this yellow spot. If you want to hear more about the Green Spot in the Middletown Distillery, go to last week's, or Middletown Distillery. You can go check that out. We uploaded that 3 weeks ago at this point. So go check that out to hear more. And we're just going to dive right into some Yellow Spot. So label branding. Michael, what do you got for this?
Well, it's got packaging, so obviously it's going to be higher. I do like the fact that it kind of gives you two yellow spots to look at, not just one on the front. This actually popped off the shelf, and I was very surprised that it was even in the store. Typically, the spots, you don't really see a lot in New York, so it was kind of exciting that it was even available. This is a 92 proof, and it's about $115 a bottle. So for the $115 price point, you're trying to think, okay, what's, you know, is it worth it, and then why is it priced there?
Yeah, they did finish this, too. I forgot to mention in the intro. They did finish this in three different barrels, which is what makes this super special, is that they finish it in an American oak bourbon, a Spanish sherry cask, and then a Spanish Malaga cask, which is a Spanish fortified wine. So I'm going to assume this is going to be very sweet in comparison to the yellow spot that we had last time, which, newsflash, that was sweet. So we'll see how this one kind of compares and what we got with this one. I'm excited, though, because if you've been following the show for a while, Mike and I do enjoy sherry cask finish, especially when it comes to a single malt product, because that cask really imparts a lot of flavor on that malted whiskey, and it makes it just so beautiful.
Yellow Spot and Yellow Spot.
Oh, that's cool. So even their tag had Yellow Spot on it.
I feel like it's going to be a real cork.
Yeah.
It's a very classy bottle, and I like that they have that imprinted on the front label to let you know what you're actually working with here.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So, label brand, what do you give it?
A plus check.
What do we go with the Green Spot? Since we have these books from our friend over at Greg's Etsy shop, you can go check that out.
A check for label branding. A
check. Let's do it. It's a little elevated. I like yellow, too. I like green, though, actually better.
A plus check.
Green. But yeah, let's go.
There's green on here.
That's debatable.
A plus check.
You're saying green spot, friend.
Might be better.
A plus check. Okay, so if we kind of alluded to this, but if you did want your own dram diary, you can head over to Greg's Etsy shop, linked in our description, to go through a lot of your tasting notes and really lets you compare apples to apples, no pun intended, because this may taste like apples, but apples to apples of different whiskeys. So when we were just talking about what the green spot was, we could just go back a few pages and just did this last week, bro.
Let me see your glass.
Of course, friend.
I love the color on this. It's very rich.
It is very rich. It's kind of like a very light gold, maybe. I wouldn't go all the way to copper, but it's definitely gold.
It's kind of copper. Look at her.
Yeah, copper I associate more like a penny look.
Got some juice on the table.
I don't know if I would go penny
with that's fair. It's not there yet, yeah. But it's getting close.
It's like a gold, goldish, a dark gold. I like that. It's very clear.
Nose?
No, the appearance of it still.
Oh, no, I know, but nose?
Oh, yes, we can get her to nose. It's pretty thick, too.
Yes, it is. Ooh. Have you ever had this?
No. Surprisingly, right off the nose, I'm getting a lot of Kentucky influence.
I think the bourbon is prevalent in the nose. I agree with you. I don't know if it's going to really come through in the taste, but yeah, that's definitely prominent on the nose. I kind of like that. It's inviting, but that's very unique, especially for an Irish whiskey.
Most of this has to be in American bourbon casks.
Yeah. So on the nose, because of the bourbon, you're really getting a lot of oak, honey, and caramel.
Kind of getting almost like a fresh melon, too. Just like a regular melon, kind of cantaloupe.
Yeah, yeah.
Smell.
I'm with you on that.
Very fresh, though.
This seems really clean.
Yeah.
I
was really taken aback, though, by the bourbon smell.
I agree. That kind of overpowered the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Nose, though, I'm kind of an A-.
Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. I like the fact that it's not very sweet. But then you can kind of get... Actually, you know what the melon is? There is a little bit of melon in here, but you're starting to get some of that wine influence from the Malaga cask. That's kind of where, I guess now that I understand what cask it is, that's probably what that smell is more than a melon or a cantaloupe. There's still some of that there, but it's definitely more of like a grape, too. But a very fresh fruit, to say the least. But not sweet like a apple or a pear or anything like that.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. A minus then?
Yeah, I'll go A minus.
I agree.
Okay.
Initial taste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dude, for 92 proof, that travels really well.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, are you getting... this is going to sound really weird. Are you getting, like, bell pepper?
I could see that.
I'm getting melon.
Right off the bat, it's very sugary, I think. The initial taste is very wood sugar forward.
Yeah, I think that's from the bourbon cask. Yeah. Like that oak wood sugar.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get the pepper, though.
I've been eating a lot of vegetables lately, like for lunch. And it's kind of strange just because it's almost like an impromptu cleanse. I'm just sick of eating like carbs.
Yeah.
So there's probably some influence of that as well, but it's because it's been like constant.
I get what you're saying though, because it's not necessarily pepper, but you can get that like crispness that you associate with a green pepper that I also kind of associate with like a fresh green fruit too. If you taste pepper, you taste pepper. That's fine. I'm tasting definitely fresh fruit in here.
I think they did a really good job selecting these specific casks. Mm-hmm. I mean, who thinks of that? Like, I want to take these three specifically and see what happens in just over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy. And for it to come out this good?
Yeah.
I think they did a good job.
I think so, too. I think they did a really good job. You're kind of getting more of the influence of like the, as you continue drinking this in the, I don't want to say the harshness of the bourbon, but the surprise of the bourbon wears off. You can start getting more of that hay and kind of the fresh grass note to it. And then honestly, well, we'll wait until the ending note. So palate, what are you thinking for palate?
Well, the initial taste, it's better than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I'm at an 8 check.
Yeah. A-.
A-, that's fine. I agree. For the ending note, I'm getting honey.
I'm getting like a subtle swish to like a milk chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
On the ending note?
Yeah.
In what way? Like, where it kind of, like, coats your palate and then it's really smooth?
Yeah, and, like, there's a little bit of a cocoa note to it, too. Like, those Dove chocolates, I do this all the time. Dove chocolates, those little square ones that you can buy in just bags. I put it on my tongue and I did let it sit and literally dissolve. That's probably a serial killer mentality to do. But, like, I wait until it dissolves on my tongue. And it coats my entire mouth. And that's kind of that taste that I'm getting from here, where it's just
completely enveloping.
Because I'm a serial killer, I told you. It's like enveloping my entire mouth. And there's a little bit of a cocoa note, too, that I'm just associating with like a Dove chocolate. Milk Dove chocolate.
I'm not mad about it. Anytime milk chocolates. Chocolate? No. I'm getting honey, and then I'm getting the wet grass and kind of like the barley aspect. The malt.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean, Vern?
Mm-hmm.
Any note for me is still, I'm still kind of the same. I'd almost go A-. This is pretty consistent across the board. So far, we're at A-, and I feel like the ending note should be an A-. I think it's a solid rating.
I'll go with that. A-.
I agree. So final rating, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1.
90. Let's go, dude.
It's a solid A-minus rating. I agree with that. I think this is a very, very different product than I thought it was going to be.
Same.
I thought this was going to be green spot, but maybe a little bit oakier. And this is not that at all.
No.
This is very dynamic. From the nose smelling like bourbon to the initial taste smelling very fresh. And that ending taste, for me, being very chocolatey,
mm-hmm.
This is very, it takes you for a ride.
It does.
You
know what I'm really does. I'm blown away.
This is really good.
How balanced this is across the board, specifically coming out of those three casks.
Yeah.
Now, would you have this in your collection?
I would. I would have this in the collection. Not just because of the fact that I want to collect all the spots, like Pokemon, you know, but I would, like, if this is in the store for, what we said, 115, and green spot's in the store for 69, I'm probably paying up for a yellow spot.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And it's, yeah, not because I wanted each spot, but because I have no idea if I'm going to see this again, specifically in New York. Like, I literally might have to go to New Hampshire and try to find it. Not like that's a specific state for any other specific reason, which we can talk about in a weekly episode, taxes. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's definitely worth trying. It's also gorgeous. Yeah. So I would just, yeah, absolutely. Why not? Nice job. Really nice job on this.
Yeah. Very, very good. I don't know if there's anything else to say. This is a very well-rounded product that really surprised me. Yeah. I wasn't expecting this at all from this product.
No, this is good. Thanks, team.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining today's whiskey review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour Yellow Spot Edition. Please come back next week when we have a super cool single barrel coming out of a liquor store in New York. I bet you can't guess what it is. It's not Addie's. Leave a comment down below what you think it is. If you did enjoy some whiskey tonight, let us know. And please, we always recommend a drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.